Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of the Most Holy Name of Mary, and from the United States we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, a Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Fall Creek, Oregon, and her preaching today is entitled An Even Dozen and One Complainer.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Now during those days, Jesus went out to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. And when day came, he called his disciples and chose 12 of them, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, and James, and John, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon, who was called the Zealot, and Judas, son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. He came down with them and stood on a level place, with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, and those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him and healed all of them. The Gospel of the Lord. And today's communion antiphon. As a deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. So it's 2,000 years ago, and there I am standing around with Jesus and a bunch of his other disciples, and it's time for the big pick. He's naming apostles. He starts Peter, Andrew, and one by one, with each new name, I begin to realize that I'm not one of them. Wow. Was it something I said? Was I not faithful enough? Not eager enough? Not teachable enough? Not willing enough to die? Even Judas, the guy who eventually betrays Jesus, gets to be an apostle, but I don't? Yeah, I know. I'm still a disciple, but, well, you know, Jesus' choices here pull and pinch at all the sore, unhealed, excluded places in my heart. So, there I am, 2,000 years ago, in Jesus' presence, feeling sorry for myself, while down the mountain, my sisters and brothers are waiting for Jesus' words, Jesus' touch. And Jesus gets right to it, preaching and healing. He even heals those tormented by unclean spirits, which, by the way, probably includes 2,000 years ago me at this point, because I'm still so hurt and angry. Well, you can guess who's probably wrong here, and it's not Jesus. Sometimes, everyone, I am a little like the apostles, faithful, eager, teachable, willing to die. And sometimes I'm just helpless, needing the full-on power of God to heal me, body, soul, spirit. But most of the time, I'm an ordinary disciple with my ordinary, imperfect following of the Christ. But everyone, even that occasionally neglectful or imperfect or even cowardly discipleship is nevertheless grounded in a true longing, like the deer for water in our communion antiphon. You, perhaps, share this longing. You long for the sick in our midst, to be healed, whether or not they live in a prosperous country or have great health insurance or have paid whatever dues society thinks they owe, because that's what God wants. You long for all who are tormented by personal or structural demons to be freed into the fullness of human life, because that's what God wants. You long for all of our future generations to have clean water, whether they live in the suburbs or next to a mine in Arizona or downriver from a pig farm or in the post-earthquake devastation in Marrakesh. To have wholesome food in neighborhoods where there is never a food desert. To have the best possible education, whether they're boys or girls, and by the way, without the need for active shooter drills. And to enjoy the beauty of a clean and cared for creation, because that's what God wants. Our longing for God is bound up forever with a longing for justice for every other created thing. That's maybe why Jesus has apostles and disciples. We're longing for the same things. There were 12 apostles, but countless disciples from Jesus' day until now. We're many. So here we are, 2,000 years later, with so many sisters and brothers still waiting for his touch. Now what?